The reason I got into music is just because there's no feeling like what you get on stage. But that moment in particular with Tyler, you know, it was like maybe 300 people in a tight, small room, all of them holding Tyler up, the two of us just head-to-head singing this song. And I had just met him that night, you know, in that moment, and yet I could just feel and see in his eyes, you know, the music really meant something to him. That's the beauty of music. It was that song that brought us together, and now that song and his story has gone on to change lives around the world.
Faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
Ben is diehard 49ers fan to the death. We'll fight you over it. We have quite a few battles on the bus. I'm a Packers fan, so that obviously doesn't go very well. It's weird because he's very unathletic, which I can say because I'm not that athletic either, so I'm not putting him on blast. But he loves the 49ers. It's like it is. When the 49ers win, you know it because Ben's happy. 49ers lose, he's in a bad mood. He knits. He's like a cook. He's a soft, loving guy, but when it comes to football and the 49ers, it's no joke. It's very serious. He's like the diehard dude.
I grew up near Santa Rosa, just about an hour north of San Francisco. I grew up a child of the 80s, so of course I'm a Niners fan. It's a dynasty.
Speaking of dynasties, meet one from the music world. The Imagine Dragons, who have only been together for over a half a decade, have garnered some of the industry's most coveted accolades. American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, and of course, a Grammy are amongst their honors. And these four musicians have only just begun.
Imagine Dragons sort of started in Boston, actually, with me and our guitarist, Wayne, and our drummer, Platzman. We all went to Berklee College of Music studying jazz music. Eventually, we moved to Vegas, got together with Dan Reynolds. Him and Wayne started doing some songwriting, and that was the kernel around which we built Imagine Dragons.
As the band played on and rose to stardom, they were gaining the admiration of many. In Utah, the Robinson family was amongst those fans, not only of the Imagine Dragons, but of their beloved 49ers as well.
First became a 49er fan during the Joe Montana and Jerry Rice days. It really solidified it with Steve Young being a local quarterback from BYU, and we really fell in love with the 49ers.
So we grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. We grew up in a 49ers family. Our home was 49ers all the way, and I think you could say that my older brother Matt led that pack.
The 1994 Super Bowl was amazing. I remember as a family watching that in our basement at our old house, and I just remember how excited I was. I knew every player, I knew every stat. I was just obsessed when they made it to the Super Bowl and they played the Chargers, and just watching Steve Young throw touchdown after touchdown. And I just remember just all of our family jumping up and down and being so excited.
So I come from a family of six. There's four boys and one girl. I really look up to my older brothers, my brother Matt especially, and his love for the 49ers kind of shed onto me, and going to that first 49ers game as a 12-year-old boy, that's all I needed.
We just decided to become season ticket holders just recently. It's a little bit of a commute from Salt Lake, but it's one of the highlights of our boys' life.
I would absolutely agree that football was a connecting factor in our family.
The Robinson family enjoyed their 49ers, their family unit, and more importantly, they enjoyed each other.
Like many siblings, they were bound to each other by memorable moments, but also endured rough roads. Those roads, however, helped to galvanize the family tie. The youngest of the Robinsons, Tyler, fell ill at an early age, and it was an unfortunate foreshadowing of things to come.
He went through a life-threatening illness when he was 12 years old. His life should have been taken then, but miraculously, he pulled through and had four healthy years before he was diagnosed with cancer at 16. And yet, here's a 16-year-old boy in high school facing another very abnormal situation. He was a ladies' man. All the girls loved him, good-looking. He had the Bieber hair and everything. We just weren't the average two brothers. We were close. I mean, he was my plus one. I can't imagine my life growing up without that kid.
Jesse and Tyler's connection to each other was undeniable. The two shared their deepest thoughts and ideas. But Jesse, after seeing his younger brother labor through his battle with rhabdomyosarcoma, a type of cancer referred to as RMS, decided it was time for a life-changing surprise.
It started with a small idea. My friend and I were just sitting in his basement talking about how cool it would be if we could get my brother's favorite band to give him a shout out at their concert coming up. Lo and behold, a simple Facebook message got through to the band.
We had gotten a Facebook message, and there was just something about it that seemed, I don't know, a little extra genuine. Something struck a chord with us.
They read the story. They heard about not only how my brother loved their band, but how one of their songs in particular really helped him through his treatments. Their song, It's Time, had a line in it. And the line is, the path to heaven runs through miles of clouded hell. I mean, really, it was a line that him and I used as brothers all the time.
And it immediately just pulled me in just because of the passion in it. It was just kind of exuding off the page. And it was from Jesse saying he was coming to the show tonight and he was bringing his younger brother Tyler. He told me Tyler's story and that he was struggling with cancer and was kind of just this warrior and just had this great attitude about it all. We got on stage that night, and before we played It's Time, I looked out and it was kind of just, it was a room of about 300 people. And the room just went quiet. And I explained the story of reading this message and how it kind of just really, you know, stood out to me, and that, you know, we were dedicating this song to Tyler, who I hadn't even met at that time. I said, you know, Tyler, are you here tonight? And,
you know, Jesse hoisted Tyler up onto his shoulders. Everybody was just feeling this moment.
And then suddenly his brother lifted him up on his shoulders, and he just kind of had just all this just passion and courage, and his eyes were just, everybody looked at him and everybody saw him, and he had a hoodie on, and he took off his hoodie, and he just had this big smile. So we dedicated the song to him, and as we were playing it, everybody picked him up on their shoulders and passed him to the front. And I remember just kind of reaching out. And
there was this moment where their foreheads came together, and they were singing that line, the path to heaven
runs through miles of clouded hell. And it's a pretty simple concept that I'm sure has been told a million times in a million different ways. The path to success, path to everything good in life, there's a lot that comes before that. And in fact, that email that Jesse had sent me, he told me that that line in particular was like Tyler's line.
I don't know what it was about Tyler. There was just this kind of light within him. You could see that he was sick, but you could also see that he wasn't being brought down by it.
It was such a moment where everybody in that room was rallying behind picking up this young man, and we were all just so bonded.
It connected with us, and we stayed in contact with him, you know, from then on out.
We kept in touch for the next couple of years, and Tyler came out to shows, and then Tyler had, to our knowledge, had beat cancer and kind of it was in remission, and we had a show in Utah that I was going to see him at like 2 weeks later. So I told him, you know, that we'd meet up at the show, and then I found out like a week after that that the cancer had just returned suddenly and that he had passed away.
I remember very much the night that Tyler died. We were in Chicago, and we all just got in the car and kind of looked at each other, and we started crying. There wasn't even an exchange of words. It was just tears. that went on for just a few minutes, and then we started thinking about how we wanted to do something.
That would not be the end of Tyler, because he just was too much of an explosion of a human being that I just knew that he would live on somehow, you know, and if we could be any part of that, I wanted to be a part of it, and I called his brother, and we cried a little bit together, and then talked about, instead of just being sad, let's do something. We came up with the idea for the Tyler Robinson Foundation that night on the phone.
I agree that the official football team of Imagine Dragons is the 49ers. I wholeheartedly agree that. There may be a little bit of dissidence amongst the ranks. There are some guys that are not quite as wise as I am. They'll see the error of their ways, though.
Although the entire band doesn't fly a red and gold flag, they all agree on a paramount common cause. That was honoring fallen friend and lifelong faithful, Tyler Robinson, by supporting the foundation that bears his name.
Our first board meeting that we had, you know, everybody involved in the charity, including the entire Robinson clan, we all got together and we watched this video that included interviews with everybody in the family, and there were shots of Tyler in there and also some of the kids that we had been helping. Turned off the lights, we watched this 10-minute long video, and when it turned back on, everybody was crying, and it was this moment where we were all sharing this vulnerability and this just like the sense of knowing that we were doing something that was right.
We chose to assist those families that have kids suffering from cancer.
The way that the Tyler Robinson Foundation helps families too, it seems like it's filling a niche that's not really being taken care of by a lot of other charitable groups. The money that we are donating is not going to insurance companies or hospitals or anything like that. This is going to help families where a parent has had to quit their job in order to take care of the medical needs for their child. We're helping pay their mortgage. We're helping get their gas in their car so they can drive the 4 hours they need to go to and from the hospital. Tyler Robinson Foundation comes first. That has become the cause of Imagine Dragons.
Before planning to change people's lives through the help of the Tyler Robinson Foundation, planning to live life alongside Tyler was in full swing. Older brother Jesse Robinson, who handles the daily operation of the foundation, hadn't planned on being a foundation member. Only a big brother and mentor.
I wish I could just like open up my mind and let people see who my brother was, because it's hard for me to like explain it in words. He just was a normal kid. You know, he was an absolute terrible driver. He lost everything. He drove me crazy because he was like a normal kid, you know, but I, he was, oh man. They're hard months for me to think about, because we made plans to go on all these trips, to go to football games, come to 49ers games. Cancer coming back was hard because it took away all the memories that we were supposed to have and that we had planned to have.
Tyler's story lives on, not only all across the world now, inspiring people every day, but it inspires me every single day. There's been so many times that I'll be on the road, you know, been away from my family on the road for like a year and a half, and we'll meet some family that Tyler Robinson Foundation had helped. And they'll come to a show and we'll meet them, and it'll just be like the light in the dark tunnel of Tor that just keeps me going. And it all goes back to Tyler.
Forming the Tyler Robinson Foundation has been far and above the most rewarding part of Imagine Dragons, of what we've done.
It's been a difficult morning time for us, but this foundation has been so amazing. Every day I am just grateful. And that's helped us so much push through the pain of losing our son to cancer.
We help families in California, in L.A., and we have now expanded to San Francisco. It's a blessing for our family to not only be fans of the 49ers, but to see our foundation come into the Bay Area and carry that magic into this area and potentially into the homes of 49ers fans.
On March 4th, 2013, longtime faithful and Utahn, Tyler Robinson passed away from cancer at age 17. Ben McKee, a fellow faithful, and his bandmates from the multi-platinum band The Imagine Dragons had struck a friendship with Tyler that was unrivaled. Upon news of Tyler's passing, brother Jesse Robinson and the band immediately decided to form a foundation in Tyler's name to assist families battling pediatric cancer. But where would they begin? They needed someone to quarterback the fledgling foundation and help them get up and running. So they turned to the most obvious choice.
Shortly after Tyler passed away, we decided as a family that we wanted to do this foundation, but we had no idea what we were doing. We just knew we wanted to reach out and help people. And Steve Young came in really, really early. He said, "Hey, my foundation wants to sponsor Jesse and anybody else to go take some training so you guys can become an official foundation." And so he paid tens of thousands of dollars for us to go to all of these trainings so that we could take our desire to help other people and actually translate it into an efficient organization. And so he was one of the first people that reached out and helped us and helped the foundation.
Reaching out. That's the genesis of the good deed. That fateful day when Jesse reached out to the band before the show in Provo, Utah via Facebook, led in turn to the Imagine Dragons reaching out to a young man in a crowded room. Connections created. Relationships formed. Bonds made.
I have a foundation, the Forever Young Foundation, and the band came and played to the kids in the hospital. It was awesome.
It's such a small world sometimes with the 49ers. You know, we have Ben from the band who's a 49ers fan. My family's a huge 49ers fan. We're season ticket holders. Now Steve Young's working with our foundation, and we're working with his foundation. It's just this big circle of awesomeness. You'll see that the 49ers plays a role in my every little segment of that.
We've loved the 49ers for many years and supported them, and having this be so connected has just been an incredible coincidence or blessing or miracle. We think it's all three.
The Robinsons are over in our little corner in Salt Lake just like going crazy because it's Steve Young from the 49ers wants to MC the gala for Tyler Robinson Foundation.
I can't sing and I can't play anything. They tapped me for the one thing I probably can do, which is emceeing. You know, that's probably why. I mean, if I could do anything else, I'm sure I'd volunteer for him, but this is probably as good as I can do.
And that's exactly what he did. On November 22nd, 2014, 49er great and Hall of Famer Steve Young joined the fight alongside the Robinsons in Las Vegas to raise money for the Tyler Robinson Foundation.
It's not about wasting a lot of money. It's about putting money in the bottom line and helping families. So just know, the dollars that come in and get out to the people, rather than being wasted. So we appreciate your donations. We appreciate everybody tonight, and I hope you have a great night tonight.
I think what connects 49ers fans is the fact that they have this ability to connect with people from around the country. I'm from Salt Lake, and there's a huge 49ers following. I have no loyalty to California. They're America's true football team.
I think that a 49er fan has a special kind of pride that is just deeply, deeply rooted and absolutely unshakable.
You ask what the term faithful means to me, what it means to my family. All you have to do is look at the wristband that's on my wrist right now. The Robinson family crest, his motto is faith is all. And we put it on a wristband when my brother got diagnosed with cancer to remind us that we need but be faithful during the situation. It's not corny for me to say that there's an element of that faithfulness with 49ers fans.
Tyler said something important about being faithful after he had gone through his year of chemotherapy. This year I've learned to be patient, and no matter how bad I felt, I pushed through the pain. I found that there's no use complaining or feeling sorry for myself. It doesn't help anything. Always try to be positive and have faith. And I believe that would be Tyler's message to everybody, including fans of the 49ers, the faithful.
You know, there's a 49er family. I think that was the idea in the beginning, and it's certainly come true with the situation, because I think more than anything, Dan and the band and me and my foundation and all of us kind of, and Tyler and everybody, kind of feel like a family, and that's probably what was, you know, intended from the beginning.
I believe it's true. You know, I can watch a 49ers game and just release, and I can see a 49ers fan on the plane and be like, I know that guy. I feel like there's a connection between the faithful, not just with my family, but even with the football team.
That connection is and always will be tangible to those who call themselves the faithful, as will the connection between the Imagine Dragons and everyone they touch through their music, and more importantly, their actions.
When it came time for us to do a music video for Demons, that was right when the Tyler Robinson Foundation had kind of formed. We were trying to figure out a way to debut the foundation. At the end of the video, we linked a bit of the footage of Dan and Tyler singing at that first concert. I think that anybody that watches that is going to strike a chord. You find ways to stream the games online when you're in other countries. You need to watch your football sometimes. We've actually gotten pubs in England to stay open, you know, at like 3 a.m. the Niners game is coming on, the 10 a.m. Niners game is coming on. We've gotten them to stay open. You gotta name drop a little bit. Be like, hey, you like that song Radioactive? Why don't you keep it tuned to that channel? You know, we'll tip you out.